Are you protecting your brothers and sisters in Christ, or are you casually tripping them up without even knowing it? Today, we're drawing a clear line between God's absolutes and matters of conscience, and why love moves us from criticizing to actually safeguarding each other's souls. If you've ever wondered where fun ends and stumbling blocks begin, this short devotional will challenge the way you speak, joke, and live in the public square. Stay with me, because the children of light can be joyful and bold without ever compromising God's holiness. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, we are in our series, Absolutes and Principle of Conscience. And here's what we're working on. We want to know God's absolutes, and we want to know areas that are principles of conscience. We don't want to take any absolute that God clearly defines and put it into a principle of conscience, nor do we want to take a principle of conscience and put it over to an absolute. We want to live according to God's word. So if you are enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. It helps us to accomplish our goal, which is to change our hearts so that we change the public square. Finally, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are laying a foundation so that we can get the gospel message going out in each and every area, all 39 counties, all 49 legislative districts. We want the word of God to go out, because then we see heart change, which makes policy change. So let's dive into today's scripture. We're going to start in 14:11, and we are focusing on verse 13. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. And here's our verse. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. So here's where we are looking at obstacles and stumbling blocks. Again, I've said it a couple times, but we're not talking about God's absolutes here, right? I mean, Christ is the stumbling block when it comes to absolutes. We are talking about areas that we may have a disagreement on. And so thinking through, how do we stop judging each other and start protecting each other? Having a heart that says, hey, I'm not here to pick on your areas of principles of conscience. I'm here to love you, to help you. And part of my hesitation is that I have seen this verse so misapplied in the Christian community. In other words, this verse was a reason that was given to me for, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that as a young pastor, because it may make someone stumble. Well, life can be boring then. Like, if you can't have any fun because you're worried about someone may stumble, that I don't believe was what this is talking about. You know, he's talking about meat. He's talking about days. He's talking about what we eat. He's talking about, you know, basically if a friend's coming over and you know that this is an area of weakness, he's saying, hey, be careful with that. You know, I've seen it in Christian communities where people didn't go to athletic events because that was too worldly, or they didn't sit down and play games with their family at night because that was too worldly. And I'm just like, well, if you know games offend or athletics offend those around you, when you come over, don't put the game on, I guess. You know, and my hope is that people could grow and understand these things. So we want to be careful of that. Love moves believers from criticizing others to protecting them from spiritual harm. And so are you acting more like a critic or a caretaker in the body of Christ? And so you really want to know your brothers or sisters in Christ and really think through what the scriptures have to say about not putting a stumbling block in front of them. So we're going to look at an absolute, Ephesians chapter 5, and we're going to read a little bit more extended portion of scripture here, because I think this is important. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. I love that. We need to start out, but we're not going to put a stumbling block out there, is to be imitators of God and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for you, an offering and sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. So we take each and every day in the public square and we say, you know what, how can I walk in love? Now, love is not coddling, appeasing, and playing around with sin. Love is out caring. It's patient. It's keeping no record of wrong. It's laying down your life for those around you. But immorality or impurity or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among the saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. So here's some things that could be a principle of conscience that we need to be careful of. No filthiness, no silly talk, and no coarse jesting. So some things to one individual may be filthiness and silly talk. So if you know some words offend someone or something that you're jesting about or joking around about, you may not be offended by that, but you know that it doesn't serve the other person well. The absolute here is filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting should not be tolerated. You are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that certainty, that no immoral, so any words or language that's immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of God. So I love this because if you're like me, sometimes we think of certain things like, you know, should we have a barbecue with meat or should we be vegetarians? That's really not, in my circle of friends, that's not really the issue. But how do I have language that is fun and exciting, but yet is God-honoring? That's a good one. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Because of what things? The coarse jesting, the filthy language, the silly talk. It comes upon those things. He says, be careful, because if you're an idolater, you covet other people's stuff, or you're immoral, the wrath of God comes upon you, the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. Hey, be careful of these things. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. This is an absolute. We should be able to do any of our joking, our silliness, all in the presence of Almighty God. And I do think God has a sense of humor, but it's not a perverted sense of humor. It's not a humor that is, you know, immoral, you might say. So we want to be careful of this. It says, for you formerly walked in darkness, now you're children of the light. So walk as that. For the fruits of the light consist of all goodness and righteousness and truth. Isn't that awesome? Goodness, righteousness, and truth. I love that. We can do that. We can imitate God in those things and not put a stumbling block out for others. It says this, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. We want to learn from Jesus. We want to learn from the Word of God what pleases Him. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. That's what we do in the public square, isn't it? We expose those unfruitful deeds of darkness. And we want to be people who show the goodness of God at each and every day as we live out before Him and imitate Him as we go. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. We're people who are different because we're redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. I love that. We need to be salt and light in the public square. We can have fun. We can be jovial. We just need to do it in a way that honors and glorifies God as we go. We need to do it with a moral basis as our foundation. So I wrote down just a couple notes. We're not to put a stumbling block of influence that trips up other people spiritually, okay? So if we know, and the key is if we know, we don't live in fear, but when it's been brought to our attention that something is causing our brother or sister to stumble, we want to have a love relationship with Christ and with others that we, if possible, if it's not an absolute, we remove that area of conscience and allow and honor them and serve them. Children of light look for ways to protect rather than provoke, you know. And as we look at these scriptures, we see that he says, hey, make sure that you understand that idolaters will not inherit the kingdom of God. In other words, if we have idol worship, if we find areas of that just aren't pleasing to the Lord, we want to remove those. We want to be as pleasing to the Lord as possible. We want to live a heart of repentance before the Lord our God. He is such a good, good God, and we're thankful for Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go throughout our day today, move upon us in a God, in spirit and in truth. Help us, God, to walk in the ways that you see fitting, God. Keep us from putting out a stumbling block before people. God, we pray over Washington State. Let us be people who know the difference between right and wrong, bringing glory and bringing glory to you and, you know, dishonoring the family name. God, teach us those things, God. We repent of anything that we've said, done, that we've participated in, that, God, that just does not honor you or glorify you, God. We want to be people who imitate you, walk in purity and holiness and righteousness, God. God, forgive us for our sarcasm at times and our joking around that just may not bring glory to your name. But let us also be fun people, God. Teach us how to be fun, but have pure fun, God. We know that in heaven, it's going to be an awesome place. It's not going to be a place where people drink prune juice and look sour patched, but it's going to be a people who are excited to be in the presence of Almighty God. So teach us those things. Let us truly enjoy and serve each other in Jesus' name. Amen. Get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.